and the new coach of the Rabo Direct Rebels, has been good enough to jump on the line this afternoon, Tony McGann. G'day, Tony.
Hey, Daniel, you well?
Oh, very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Congratulations on the gig, by the way. It's nice to chat to you. It's the first time we've heard from you.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. No, we sort of came in and started around August the 1st, and we had a seven-week block, and then the players had been on annual leave, and we came back in on Monday for a 10-week block heading into Christmas, and the players have been working exceptionally hard.
What have you found about the culture and the work rate of the players at the Melbourne Rebels? Obviously still very new in the Super Rugby system, and you've been around for quite some time, coaching across the globe and with national teams. What do you like about the Rebels?
Well, look, I think one of the attractive parts of the job was just, I think, you know, the untapped potential that the group has, and certainly, you know, rugby in Melbourne has, and the players have been fantastic. You know, a huge turnover of players. I think there's four players from the original squad put together 3 years ago, and we've got 15 players moving on from last year's side. So, you know, there's a lot of new faces, but everyone's really keen for the opportunity, A, to start anew, or B, you know, getting some more game time from those younger players coming through.
You're talking about starting anew. There does seem to be, just externally, when you look at the changes that have been made at the Rebels, does seem to be a whole feel of starting anew. You've got a new CEO, got a new coach, got a new chairman, now owned by the VRU, the Melbourne Rebels franchise, plus all the players that have come in and ones that have exited. It seems like a totally different place.
Yeah, it does. Look, I think you've summed it up pretty well there. Look, you know, just, you know, from the top end down, you know, from Rob Clark coming in, he's done a fantastic job so far. There's a new, you know, a lot of new faces on the staff itself. You know, obviously the playing group has changed dramatically. You know, even our facilities, you know, at a busy park have changed dramatically as well. So, you know, all in all, it's been, you know, really, you know, I think for everyone, and, you know, what we all look to aim and build on the good work that's gone on before us.
Most recently, you were the coaching coordinator of the Wallabies, Tony, and you would have been, I'm sure, watching the Rebels in action the last couple of years and just seeing how they've progressed. What do you think you have to do in Melbourne to succeed with rugby?
Well, I think certainly Rod and, you know, certainly Damien have done a fantastic job in, you know, their initial 3 years and setting the place up and taking that forward, and that's always a, you know, a very difficult challenge. And I think for anyone who's followed or been in organisations such as that, you know, starting afresh and certainly in an environment such as Victoria from a rugby perspective is very difficult. So, you know, I think for us, well, you know, we're a really loyal membership following, and we really need to make sure that, you know, that membership, you know, certainly when they're watching or, you know, talking about the Rebels, that they have a really strong connection with, you know, how we present ourselves. And that's, they want to see, you know, the side competitive every week. They want to see them able to fight. You know, they want to see them able to, you know, express themselves. And, you know, like anyone these days, they want to see results. You know, we're really aiming to continue, you know, that work and feed that into next year.
There seems to have been a fair few distractions in the last couple of years for the Melbourne Rebels in terms of some of the off-field incidents from players, and they've moved on now, which gives you a chance to wipe the slate clean and start again. I imagine as a coach you would like to see as few of those as possible.
Well, you do, and I don't think anyone's different in any work environment. You know, you're looking after, you know, a playing group of 35-plus, you're looking at staff at 20, so, you know, be concentrating on one or two individuals, their behaviour that takes away from the rest of the group and, you know, as an extension of everyone else's behaviour. You know, I don't think anyone enjoys that, and, you know, hence the change.
Luke Burgess coming in, former All Black Tamati Allison, dual winner of Super Rugby, Toby Smith and young gun Tom Kingston come into the squad. They add some, not only some flair and enthusiasm, but plenty of talent as well. Are you going to change the way the Rebels play the game?
Well, look, I think there's scope for improvement. I think that's in any place, but, you know, I think that, you know, the way the Rebels played at the back end of last year was, you know, certainly exciting, refreshing, you know, and the players obviously enjoyed it and had a great spirit about what they did, and, you know, we're looking to continue that. We're trying to, you know, add a few areas that we certainly think that we can improve from the defensive side of things, you know, but certainly from the offensive side of things, you know, there's some really good stuff that's been done, you know, and the coaching staff and management, new players are really looking to add to that. So, you know, again, we really want, you know, our members to be able to follow that side and be identify with the way that they're playing and identify with the traits that they're exhibiting. You know, certainly when things are going well, but more importantly, when things aren't going well.
Mm. Is the squad complete at the moment, or have you got scope to name a couple of more?
Well, we've got two more places. We've got 33 filled at this stage, so we've still got another space for another lock and a 10 at this stage. So two important positions, but you know, we're certainly well underway. We've got most of the squad training at this point in time. We've still got, you know, Toby Smith, Tamati, and a few guys still to come back from, you know, other conferences, and we aim to have the whole squad hopefully in the beginning of January.
Sounds like a wonderful year ahead for the Melbourne Rebels. We wish you the best of luck, Tony. Appreciate your time. You've got great support here on SEN, so I hope it goes really well for you.
Thanks, Daniel. Great to talk to you.
Tony McGann, the new coach of the mighty Melbourne Rebels, who have announced a new partnership, or a continued partnership with Mission Australia, become the official membership and charity partner for 2014. Memberships go on sale. Well, they went on sale yesterday, in fact, so there's no excuse for not getting involved with the Melbourne Rebels this season. And Mission Australia is transforming the lives of Australians in need for more than 150 years. So wonderful alliance there between the Rebels and Mission Australia. Get on board the mighty Melbourne Rebels in 2014.